Think you know how to party? Well, science does. In fact, there are nerds out there that spend their whole lives researching the ins and outs of sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
But don't take this nerd's word for it. In the Party Science Podcast, we break down the research behind a good time and a great time.
I'm Dr. Joel Rindelob, a real-life scientific researcher.
And I'm comedian Courtney Dawson, a real-life party girl.
And together, we talk to world experts in psychedelics.
Look at topics like the physiology of squirting and show you how science parties harder than you thought possible.
Stay tuned every Wednesday for a new episode scientifically proven to rock your dome.
This is a Frank Podcast.
Yo, what up, everybody? It's Fuck Outta Here Friday with Tim and my good friend Regan.
Oh, hello, everyone.
It's the fourth week in a row you've been on here, bro.
I don't know, man. I'm just like...
Don't get comfortable there,
Oh, come on, man. I want to stick around.
Don't you fucking get comfortable. Okay, because I might fucking... Hey, you're,
come on, man.
I can change you up.
Damn, man. Nobody else want to come on this except me.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. It's a fucking great point. Anyway, I hope everybody's good. If you're the first time you're listening to a Fuck Outta Here Friday, we find something to just get the fuck out of here.
That thing is...
Get the fuck out of here.
Yuck.
Okay, last week was all about the shared Facebook posts.
Oh.
And we got a little bit raunchy.
Damn.
Got a little bit raunchy.
People clapping back.
I know. I've got a good friend, Holcomb.
Holcomb.
Okay, and because he hulks up right now, and I'm going to play his little... he said to me, hey, you might have to edit it. And I'm like, bro... Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey, man, we going to run it straight, man.
So we're going to play it in its entirety. Here is him talking, and we're listening in the background.
All right, Timmy, it's your boy Joachim here. Had to hit you up with a voice memo about your latest Fuck Outta Here Friday, the shared Facebook accounts. I agree, shared Facebook accounts are definitely not the one, and they can get the fuck out of here. But before I share my thoughts, I want to ask you, Timmy, who are you hanging out with, my guy? Because I've only seen this phenomenon in people like at least 20 years older than me. And I mean at least, and I'm 42. I'm talking like, you know, how's your bridge game coming along? I guess, you know, bit of bridge, that's fine. It'll save your ankles. Like, you know, they'll be safe now. They're not going to get broken on the bridge table. And it's sensible decision making, really. Like, RSAs are the best place to drink in this cost of living crisis. So, you know, good for you and your retirement home crew, Timmy. But yeah, I agree. It's got to be mostly people who have cheated is the one rational explanation. But if you want to find out if anyone in that relationship has or hasn't cheated, if one of them still has a flip phone, then that's the only other possible explanation. Like, they're either cheats or they're like aggressive, over the top technophobes who just can't even manage what you'd think this relatively simple process of setting up their own Facebook account is. So they're just like, just put me on yours, whatever. I can't do my own one. Like, I can't do it. And I think someone who is that much of an aggressive technophobe is going to be the opposite of a cheat. Like, they're actually going to be quite loyal. Like, if there are any single people out there looking for a partner, I'd say get yourself a technophobe, because how is someone who can't even book a flight for themselves or do their online banking or pay bills, that person's never going to leave you. They're never going to do anything to jeopardize the relationship. So unfortunately for me, I'm quite good with technology, work in tech now even, so it's not going to work for me. But yeah, find yourself a technophobe if you want a loyal partner. And the last thing is, it's kind of funny. I mean, like I said, I've got a good job now, so I try to... This is more turning into me bragging about my life, but hey, why not? Before having a decent job, I used to like to get into it on the comments on Facebook or Instagram, but now I kind of try and stay away from that kind of stuff. But it was funny back in the day when you would get into it with people in the comments, and you get a reply from Bob and Barbara, because that sometimes those boomers can be like, go from 0 to 100 real quick in comments. Like, I'll have just said something like, well, actually, kind of most studies have shown that like governments around the world tend to lose more from wealthy people and corporates evading tax than they do with welfare payments. And then all of a sudden, Bob and Barbara are like, hey, screw you, you leftist cuck. Don't push your globalist cabal agenda on me. I'll meet you on the street and I'll fight you. And I'll be like, it's cool. Normally when I visit the US, I've only got a month, so I'm not out here trying to visit Idaho, but thanks anyway. Or if it's a Kiwi, I'm like, I live here, but I'm still not trying to come to Huntley. So we're probably not going to have that fight. But if we do, am I fighting Bob or am I fighting Barbara? Because Bob's looking a little out of shape. His best days are behind him. I could probably take him. But Barbara, she looks small, but she's clearly already convinced Bob somehow that this shared Facebook account was a good idea. So I don't want to underestimate that woman and get into trouble. And then like maybe I get beat up and then also I lose my rights and it's Bob, Barbara and Joachim having a shared account. And that's going to be just a logistical nightmare that I can't quite fathom right now. Anyway, yeah, that's my conclusion is shared Facebook accounts can get the fuck out of here. Cheer, bro. Peace.
Joachim, man, thank you very much for the breakdown analysis, bro.
That was that was legendary. I was like, damn, we're still going on
man,
this.
Man, he really broke it down for us, man. And you know what? I agree with a lot of things he was saying, man. Who's controlling that Facebook page? And as well, once you connect, once you're sharing your Facebook page, as soon as you break up, are these guys deleting somebody off? Who's keeping the Facebook page? Are we going to divorce court? Are we going to the divorce court? Did you sign a prenup? Who's getting the Facebook page for the memories?
That's what a fucking. I'm still getting over how him mocking me about my bridge game, bro.
Damn, bro.
Fuck, hey, I've got sensitive ankles after you know a lot of days of getting my ankles broke. But nah, he's the fucking man. Shut up, brother. Anyway, today, this Friday, is all about getting the fuck out of here. And we don't want to get all political, but we will today.
Oh, no. What
are we doing? David Seymour.
David Seymour.
Listen, David, I'm not going to get... hey, I'm just
call him out, bro. Call him out.
Let's get the fuck out of here, eh?
Wow.
First and foremost, your lips are too ducky. You got ducky lips. Your lips look like you've been on that fucking Kylie Jenner challenge for way too long, my bro.
Didn't this guy have like a Canadian accent once upon a time?
Bro. I don't know. I don't have the clip, but... No. Whoa. He went over there and he pretended that he was...
Or was that the thing? Was he pretending?
Yeah. It was
a strange thing to do.
It's a long story. He was advocating for some group and they're like, can you go on? And then, yeah, but he hasn't actually talked about it. I don't think he's talked about it.
Someone needs to... If he end up ever getting to interview David Seymour, please bring that up, man. At least, can you give us a little rundown or remake of your Canadian accent, please, dear David?
What happened? That's what I want to know.
Gosh.
But I mean, I don't want to get into the... I'm not going to get into the political side of things, but it's just like his manner, the way he walks is quite funny. It's almost like... it's almost like he's got like some kind of spinal injury. And he's kind of like flip-flopping. It's almost like he's like a human version of Goofy, like the way he walks around. You know, he like flip-flops his legs around and shit. Mike me, bitch.
Mike me.
Mike me.
My name is David Seymour.
David Seymour. Mike me. I just don't like the way he looks. And also his eyes are crooked as fuck.
Oh, man. David Seymour. Eyes.
I know, like, politically, you know, there's going to be people that are like, oh, nah, you know, he's all goods with me. And that's fine. Take that. All goods.
Take that what you will.
But this one, I'm just a bit like, meh. No, you just look a little bit funny.
He's got a bit of a look to me.
Yeah.
I'm just taking up some photos at the moment.
It's like,
man.
Milhouse. If Milhouse was like, if Milhouse grew up, he looks like that. I wonder how he has sex too. Like,
who, Seymour?
Yeah.
Damn, man, this guy.
Seymour, Seaman. So would you like to see him? I wonder what a sex talk is like. It's like, hey.
Yes.
Would you like to move over, please?
So do you do this much or
Is it all right if I just put my dick out of the little hole on my PJs?
Yeah.
I don't wanna pull my pants down. Is that all right?
You come here often or
Is it all right if I leave the lights off? Is that fine?
Is it all right if you pretend that you're a mermaid?
Yeah. Can you
splash around in the bathtub, please?
Can you talk to me in Te Reo Māori?
Oh, no. Stop.
You know.
Tell me you're fucking papa. Oh, no, no, no. I find it very ironic that, you know, I'm just going back to the... to the whole Canadian accent thing, and the name of his party is Act.
Act right, bro. Act right.
Man, you go, hey, you're acting up right there. You put that on your CV,
acting
bro.
Acting out like a fucking idiot right there.
It's all an act, bro. It's all an act. That's what it is.
So off the back of that, when he went to the school and the kid spat, you could tell that motherfucker was scared as hell, bro. Wow, man. He stood there with his little lips out. Like, yep, okay. And then the bro, he's probably like a 16-year-old, like, Māori kid, spat at his feet.
Dang.
He spat at me. Better move on. We had him.
You guys had him on, eh? I mean.
Yeah, on the radio.
Yeah.
I just let him talk. I was like, yeah, whatever. Whatever, you punk ass. You punk bitch.
This is crackle. I'm just going through photos of this dude, man, and he's got a funny look to him, mate.
Yeah. It's just like the eyes are crossed. The eyes are too close together, too. It's almost like a little rat.
Do you think that it is an act? Do you think that he's playing a character?
Man, if he is playing a character, he's very good.
It's got him all the way to this point into his career.
Getting paid too. Like, they get a lot of, especially Act Party, because it's all those people.
Hey.
But man,
it'll be crazy if he just put on an act and he was just like, you know what? I didn't even believe in all the things that I'm talking about. Yeah.
But hey, it is what it is. Let's get it done.
Oh man, this is crackle.
But we want to know, like, just what like Joachim. I actually thought his name was Joachim. I've known him for a while. I thought his name was Joachim.
Dang.
Like Joachim Noah, who's a basketball player.
Yeah.
Or like Joachim. I thought it was Joachim. But it's Joachim.
Yeah, if you got an opinion, man, I'd like to see what you guys have to say about David Seymour. Should he get the fuck out of here?
Get the fuck out of here.
Or is he sticking around?
And what is the funniest part about his whole fucking thing?
His whole demeanor.
Yeah, I'm going to ask. You know who I'm going to ask for an opinion? His fucking spell.
He'd have a great have a great spiel on that, eh?
Spell gave me this fucking, if you don't know, he's DJ Spell Online. He's a world-renowned DJ.
Yeah.
But man, he gave me this fucking, it was like a 10-minute
audio clip.
Yeah, around this, what's his name? Tamapōtaka. Do you know who that is?
Who's that?
He's the guy that's in the National Party that said about the protein. He's like, what would you do with $8?
Protein bars.
Couple of protein bars.
Fuck, that's funny. I'm going to fucking bring that up.
I'm going to ask him. But yeah, anyway. All right, thank you everybody for getting the fuck out of here with us. And you guys get the fuck out of here for your weekend. I hope it goes well. And it's a long weekend too. Well, it's a fucking day off today too. It's Good Friday. So enjoy it. And man, keep it coming through, eh?
All right, we'll see you next week. Or am I coming back?
Hey, fuck you. Settle down over there.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't fucking know about you again.
All right, fine.
Come to the table with something next time, all right? Come to the table with some fried bread or something.
All right.
All right, catch you guys later.
Frank Podcast.
And Guy from the Extremely Casual Gamers podcast. We're a casual gaming podcast for the everyday gamer.
We chat everything gaming from PlayStation to Xbox to Nintendo to PC, but not like full-on stuff, like super chill stuff, casual stuff, like, oh, if you had to date a video game character, who would you date?
Even if you're just gaming on your mobile, we want to hang out with you. And we've got awesome giveaways for you to win.
Join us every Thursday for a brand new episode. Just search Extremely Casual Gamers wherever you get your podcasts.